It's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And come on in the clubhouse. Welcome. It's Saturday, November 13th. This is the Golf Club Around the World online at radiogolfclub.com. And, of course, in Hawaii on all the islands, there's a radio station in Hilo, on Maui, on Kauai, on Oahu. And our guest this morning, John Saraceno, author and creator of Tempo, Heart of the... This is really a very, very, very good book. I started reading it and I went... Oh, finally, things are starting to make sense to me. Heartbeat of the Golf Swing. It's the Little Blue Book One, Tempo, Heartbeat of the Golf Swing. Eddie Lee from the David Ledbetter Wailea Academy will be joining us as well. And now at NBCSports.com, Pro Golf Talk, Ryan Ballantyne. Wow, Ryan. Stepping up in the world from Waggle Room. Well, not that Waggle Room is really cool. And Old Man Parr's there now, so keep reading Waggle Room. But it's always exciting to see young people putting out their best and then seeing, like, NBC, you know, NBC, all that stuff. Don't even try to sing, Danielle. It's not part of your repertoire. Let's thank the people who make this show possible. Why don't we get right to that? Ko'olina Golf Course. This weekend, it's the Veterans Day special, okay? So Veterans Today, you get a special all day. This is for veterans and active duty personnel, all right? In addition to the Veterans Day special this weekend, next weekend it is Demo Day. So get professionally fitted by Titleist, Callaway, TaylorMade, Nike, Ping, Cobra, all at Ko'olina Golf Course. Star Protection. Get the star team on your property for foot patrol, for building security, for shopping centers, or your neighborhood board. Whether you need help, you need security at your building, call the star team. Or you'd like to join the star team, call Star Protection. Moon Physical Therapy. All right, doctor recommended, insurance approved. Whether you've been hurt in a workman's comp-related accident, you've been hurt in a motor vehicle accident, you've just undergone a really serious operation. Let's say hip replacement, knee replacement, whatever it happens to be. You're rehabbing from an injury. You want to get back on the course. You want to get back into life. You want to get back into physical exercise. You want to do it. Well, it's Moon Physical Therapy. They achieve results. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning statewide. Excellent service, expert knowledge, work, and product you can depend on. It's Alakai Mechanical, statewide. And Poipu Golf Course, brand new greens. They're opening on December 16th. They're starting to take reservations on November 16th. That's not that far away, is it? That's this coming Tuesday. Where did this year go? Poipu Golf Course, brand new greens, the home of the Grand Slam of Golf for 10 years, just got better, and they're reopening on December 16th. Now, let's get right into it. Tempo, Heartbeat of the Golf Swing. I have a friend of mine who, at Yale University in the Applied Physics Department, had a dream of creating something called Sonic Golf, where you put on a headphone and you put a device in your golf club, and you can actually hear the sound your swing makes when you're swinging a club. And you can hear the rhythm that it, you know, it has a tone that it makes. And it's a wonderful device. It's used by Vijay Singh, and it's in the Hall of Fame, the World Golf Hall of Fame, because Vijay's been inducted, which I find very strange since he's not done yet, is he? I always think of the World Golf Hall of Fame or any Hall of Fame as something like, once you've accomplished everything you're going to accomplish in life, you go to the Hall of Fame. but that's neither here nor there, Danielle. We digress. All right, so then we talked to a gentleman just the other day about a metronome. Maybe a metronome would be the thing to have so that you can get the tempo, the beat of your swing. But that might be disturbing for you. click, click. You know, after a while, you'd start want to kick that thing out of the way. Or maybe the golfer in the same driving range, you know, you're right next to you, the bay next to you, will probably kick you right out of the way. So here we are. I'm reading this book, Tempo, Heartbeat of the Golf Swing, the little blue book. And it's so wonderful because not only does it, you know, have all this information, but it has one page is for notes and one page is for your reading pleasure. You see, I'm showing it right now on Ustream. We're testing Ustream here. Okay, so it's really very, very cool. Now, let's introduce you to John Saraceno. I'm stuck on your last name being Italian. Saraceno?
It's fine. Saraceno, Saraceno, if you come from Italy.
Saraceno, Saraceno.
I'm from Sicily. Originally, my grandparents are originally from Sicily.
Excellent. So you're here like me. We're first generation. My mother and father came to America, and I was born here. I guess you're second generation. Your grandma and grandpa came here. Then they had
that's children, correct.
And your children's children. Okay. So that's
Americans first, though. Americans first.
Absolutely, absolutely. But it's so important to understand where, you know. Doesn't it feel good knowing what your culture? You know.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. I think everybody needs to go back to where their ancestry originated, just to get that reinforced again.
Yeah, it kind of tells you a little bit about your idiosyncrasies. You know, I think we all have, like, it's in your DNA. So something in our DNA is dancing. There's every culture has dance. Every culture has
rhythm. Exactly.
Rhythm, harmony. Right? Harmony, yes. And there's a beat and a tempo. So you were saying that here you are, you're golfing, and the pros are walking. No, this must be funny though. You're on the driving range, and the pro walks by and goes, rhythm. Really, tempo, watch it. What were they saying to you?
Well, exactly this. When I was first starting to play, pros would walk by me and say, son, you need tempo. And I'd go on the golf course, and people would say the same thing to me, but no one could ever come up with a systematic way of trying to put it together.
They have this word for you. You know, tempo, but what, huh? Well, how do I incorporate, what does that mean? How do I, I'm trying to swing this golf club, and what are your then you meet a drummer.
I met a drummer, I ran into this older gentleman who gave me a basic format and started to lead me on to a music format, and he was using four basic beats. And his beats were not even and evenly spaced or at the same tones. His beats were 1, 2, 3, 4. It was an abrupt number 4. So every time I tried to incorporate that kind of beat in my swing, I would find my ball would arc to the right. Slice in my case because I'm a righty. And I found that it wasn't working. And then one day I'm on the driving range and I'm counting out these numbers and this drummer's next to me in the next booth and he said, what are you doing? I says, well, I'm counting out this four beats that someone told me about to try to get rhythm in my swing. And he says, it's like music. He says, well, I'm a drummer, and a 4-4 time in music is four even steady beats, so it should be 1, 2, 3, 4.
Not
1, 2, 3, 4. Like 95% of the people I see on the range are all trying to make the ball the object of their swing. Everything's a hit the ball to most people.
Yeah.
And I found that hitting the ball was not the way to go. Swinging the club to a target was the thing to do. So I was adding a vision of the target initially, and during that swing of that hard four beat, I would change the viewing of the target to my golf ball. Therefore, I was shortening my swing and not elongating it to the target. So most people are going after the thing they're looking at. This game, one thing this game has taught me in the 20 years I've been involved in it, 22 now, I lost track, I found that this is a target game. But the thing is, they don't allow you the opportunity to look at the target. So the majority of the people, what they're trying to do is hit the golf ball and wish it to the target or hope it to the target. There's no defined intention of getting it to a particular place in the field.
You know, what you've just said bears repeating multiple times. I mean, you know, the 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so where's the 1, 2, 3, 4?
We have
to take a break. We have to take a break, John.
Okay.
Okay. So the question we have to solve here is where's the 1, 2, 3, and 4? Okay.
I'll put that together as soon as we get back.
Right. We'll put that together. And also, there are other things that you said that we need to kind of like elaborate on, because you said a whole bunch of stuff in like two sentences. It's huge. Okay.
Well, I'm trying to save time. I'm not sure how much time I have to expand on things.
You've got another 20 minutes.
Oh, cool. All right, great. Great.
We'll be back right after this.
My editor said the same thing. I say too much too fast.
We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai South Shore is scheduled to reopen on December 16th. Come play our newly renovated greens. One of the best golf resort courses just got better. Take the day off. Have some fun. Do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call our pro shop for more information at 808-742-8711. That's 808-742-8711. Summer is coming. Whether you're in an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from design to installation to preventative maintenance of your AC system so that it operates more efficiently. Alakai's world-class technicians use only quality components to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window units to chiller plants across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping Hawaii cool. Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
And welcome back. You're in the clubhouse, and we're talking about tempo, heartbeat of the golf swing. John Saraceno is our guest, a golf educator. He wrote this great book, and it's all about how you can incorporate something the Beatles created, the 4-4 tempo.
Yeah, it's basically that simple. I'm basically using 4-4 time and adding 4 points in your swing, associating 4 points in your swing to that beat.
Yes.
It's
wonderful, because he's, you know, he was told to get tempo, find your rhythm, son, while he's trying to hit golf balls, you know, and then a drummer says, well, you know, I do this 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, which is probably what you do when you're hitting the ball, right? Whoa, bam, go for that ball. But what John's talking about is like, we're all trying to hit the ball, but we shouldn't be trying to hit the ball. We should be trying to go for the target. When I throw a ball, I'm not thinking about releasing the ball out of my hand. I'm thinking about where the ball's going to go. So really what we're supposed to do when we're playing golf is thinking about where the golf ball is supposed to go, not necessarily where the club is going to come in contact with the ball. Does that sum it up?
Exactly right. I see that every day on the range. People are trying to beat up on a golf ball with no intention of putting it someplace in the field, and they're basically hoping, wishing, and praying that it goes somewhere positive.
Okay, so where's the 1, the 2, the 3, and the 4?
All right, well, it's as I mentioned, we're using 4-4 time, and it's 4 even beats with 1-second intervals, and I'm associating my 1 as a look at the target. That's to get my mind in tune to where I'm going. 2 is a look at the golf ball, and I'm using the front side of the golf ball, and my reference in the book, the front side is the side of the ball towards the target. So if I'm watching the front side of that ball, when I take my backswing to 3, I should still be able to see the front side of that ball. This keeps me more centered and not shifting too much weight to the right side and making my backswing too long. So I'm staying in my 1-second interval from 2 to 3, which is the front side of the golf ball, to 3, which is my backswing.
Okay.
And then from 3, I'm going by the ball and finishing at the target as 1 move in 1 second.
So you're going through the ball. You're going through the ball. So your target is 4, not your your ball isn't 4. Your target is 4.
Exactly. Exactly. So I'm starting with a target, and I'm finishing with a target. The ball is something I'm just carrying through on that 1 motion from my backswing to my finish to the target. I'm carrying the ball with me. And as you said earlier, this is more of a throwing motion than a hitting motion. I wish the word hit could be taken out of the golf vernacular.
Because
when people want to hit, they change their mental approach to go after the golf ball and forget about the target.
Yeah, I want to hit that ball.
Yeah.
I got to hit that ball.
Because why? As I mentioned earlier, the target, this is a target game. They don't give you an opportunity to look at the target. So the thing that most people go after is the thing they're looking at, and that's the golf ball. Any other target game, if you're throwing darts, you're looking at a target. If you're bowling, you're bowling to the pins. You're looking at the thing you're throwing your object to. But in this game, they don't allow you to do that. I can't be looking at the target while I'm trying to pick that ball off the grass. I got to be thinking of the target and making a motion to it while I'm looking at that golf ball.
Okay, what's really important here, again, is that when we're looking at the golf ball while we're in our backswing, counting 1, 2, 3, is you're still looking at the front side
of the golf ball. If I move my body too far from seeing that golf ball, I've extended my backswing too far, and I've exceeded that 1-second interval.
You see that?
Now,
you can feel it, right? You
can see it. If you're really honest with yourself, you put a mark on the front side of the ball, when you go from 1, the target, 2, the ball, 3, my backswing, if I can't see the front side of the ball, I actually made a 3 with too many E's.
Mm-hmm.
3! Instead of 3. 3 only has 2 E's.
Yes.
And then there's people that do 3. They short stroke it. They only say 1 E. So here's a methodology now that if you verbalize this, and you can say it in your normal tone of voice, and this is initially people start saying, I got to be counting to 4 in the golf course. They think I'm a nut. No. You count to 4 to get the tones that you need. And it should be your normal speaking tone of voice. Until you can get that with your swing going well, then you can start weaning yourself off it and count it in your mind. And then if you're starting to have bad swings, you go back to verbalizing it and then switch back to counting it in your mind. And then later, once you've got that counting in your mind down pat, it's just a matter of throwing the ball to the target.
There you go. And so look,
you've ingrained it.
What you've got, yeah, this is the defining it, okay? 1 is looking at the target. 2,
looking
is
at the front side of the golf ball.
3,
taking it to the height of your backswing with only 2 E's on it.
And 4 is finishing at the target.
You get it.
There you go.
That's simple.
Okay?
It's simple.
And then you act as your own metronome.
Exactly.
So you don't drive
in a metronome.
You don't drive your neighbors crazy.
Well, you may drive them crazy when you're on the driving range. You're going to ask you what you're doing, and then obviously you can pass it along if you feel like it. But yeah, they're going to think you're probably crazy initially. But listen, if you want to improve your game, here's a methodology now that you can incorporate very easily. And it is a little bit of a challenge, and yes, it's maybe some of these ideas may be a little out there, but I think if you're honest with yourself and if you have no methodology, if you're out there diligently working to try to get your swing together and you have no methodology and you're just kind of hitting that million golf balls like some gentleman told me to get my tempo, I'd have to hit a million golf balls. Well, then isn't this methodology worth giving it a try? You know, you might find, and I know you will find, once you start getting it together, and it will. This is a little bit of a discipline where you'll have to train a little to get it tuned in. But I guarantee you, you won't have to hit a million golf balls. I mean, I put that in my book. It takes about 137, 138 golf balls a day for the next 20 years in order to develop tempo, from what this gentleman told me.
This is wonderful. This is a wonderful book. Tempo, Heartbeat of the Golf Swing. There's more to it, and we're going to get to that after this. Here's one testimonial from Yat Vong, a businessman and golfer who said, "My last round was an 88. I read John's book and shot an 82. I read it two more times to be sure I didn't miss anything and shot a 76. Amazing." We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Catch the bug at Carlina Golf Club. If it's raining in town, chances are it's sunny here. Located in the heart of the beautiful Carlina Resort and Marina, just 30 minutes from downtown Honolulu, Carlina Golf Club is right in your backyard. With expansive fairways and multi-tiered greens, Carlina Golf Club will challenge anyone, but it's fun for everyone. Dad, mom, and even the kids. Come to Carlina Golf Club and play the course the whole world wants to play. Book online now at carlinagolf.com or call the Pro Shop now at 676-5300. Star Protection Agency wishes you a happy holiday season. Whether you're here or on holiday, Star Protection has been providing security and peace of mind across Hawaii, guarding your business, buildings, and retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. You can join the Star Team. We're looking for a few good men and women. Call Star Protection at 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection Agency, locally owned with the people you trust. Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club. You don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. First of all, I want to tell you about a demo day that's coming up where you can help get that club that's best for you. You can get professionally fitted by Titleist, Callaway, TaylorMade, Nike, Ping, and Cobra. Coming up at Ko'olina next weekend, they've got a grand demo day at Ko'olina, and this weekend is the Veterans Day Golf Special, so if you're a veteran or you are an active duty personnel, you can go to Ko'olina, and they've got a special deal for you today. Also, you're looking for some Christmas deals. Today is the day to get over to Washington Intermediate School between 9 and noon today. It's the HGRA sample sale. That's right. It's today, 9 to noon, at Washington Intermediate. Golf shirts, golf shoes, golf equipment, you name it. Lots of parking. Enter from King Street. This is a really good thing. Really good. Be there. It's a lot of fun. Now, this is so cool. You were in karate. We're talking with John Saraceno from... The author, he's a golf educator, he's the author of Tempo, Heartbeat of the Golf Swing. You can find his book, where can we find your book?
Amazon.com.
Amazon.com, it's a great Christmas gift. This is something for the person who's been really frustrated, you want to know how to get a couple more, you know, I'm a 10. I want to be an 8 or a 6. Please, what can I do? I'm a 30 and I'd like to be a 25. Whatever it happens to be, you know, it's going to take some strokes off your game. Promise, all right? Now, what you said about being in karate really made it, you know, a lot of folks do karate here in Hawaii and across the world. So it makes a lot of sense. You want to go through the board. You're not trying to hit the board. You want to think, go through it. So how does that apply to golf? How does that apply to golf?
Well, it's the same thing. That's why I'm having people look at the front side of the golf ball. If you just go to hit the golf ball, people look at the backside as a goal, backside of the golf ball as a goal. In essence, that's where the swing ends. The fall through becomes an add-on, where if you're going through the ball to a target, your fall through is part of your swing. It's one motion from your backswing to your finish, and not a half beat at the golf ball and then add on another part of the swing to finish. So that's huge. I mean, that your swing becomes very long if you're going to the target versus people going after the golf ball. And it's very easily done, as I mentioned earlier. You know, you're looking at this item, and that piece of plastic will suck you in to go after it. That's why you have to keep your mind focused on the target and swing through that piece of plastic, going out, carrying it out to the target.
Yeah,
make sure
you know.
Long.
Yes, swing it right on through and go for the target. Now, something else that you bring up in your book, among many other things, is so important. I think so many of us forget this, and I know I'm guilty. Very guilty, and that is breathing. We breathe for life. Without air, we don't exist. We die. But for some reason, so many of us just stop breathing completely when we're in the middle of exercising. Don't forget to breathe while you're exercising. Don't forget to inhale and exercise. You know, it's something that you forget. You're doing your repetitions.
breathing is the most relaxing. I mean, yoga is big in yoga. Breathing is the most relaxing thing, big relaxing exercise that you can do. Same in golf. Most people are tensioned when they're getting on the golf course, and I tell them to breathe. It's the best drug you can take while you're on the golf course. And breathing with no air in your lungs, as I mentioned in the book, it's a way to help you. One, if I'm not inflated, if my lungs are not inflated, I'm not rigid. If I'm not inflated, I'm also lower to the ground. And the same if I have no air in my lungs, I'm able to move more supply. I'm not rigid because of the expansion of my lung muscles.
So it makes
move more fluidly.
If there's no air in your lungs, you're going to be lower to the ground. You're going to be more fluid. Wow. Who would have thunk it? I mean, do you think about this when you're playing golf? So breathe
well,
in.
I think most people inhale before they take a shot.
Yes.
So now they just stood up taller.
Yes.
They became more rigid. And they became, that's why a lot of people talk balls, because they're standing up too tall.
Yeah, me.
Right. I've been there, too, where it's not a fun thing.
No, it's not.
It's not a fun thing when you top it pops up high enough for you to grab it. It's not fun.
No.
Spending hours on the driving range trying to pull it together, and then you take it to the golf course and you get that.
My goodness. We're not going to go any further. I just wanted to tease them about the breathing and tease them. If you didn't, you got to get this rhythm and the tempo. You know,
this is huge,
and it's
huge.
And it's, you know, this book is not it's not a tome. I love that word. This is a very lightweight. This can fit in your back pocket practically. Okay, certainly fits
in
your.
It's basically a guide.
It certainly is, and it's called Tempo. Heartbeats of the Golf Swing, the Little Blue Book 1. Are you going to have a Little Blue Book 2?
I'm working on a setup routine, routine and setup, and two more books.
Wow, cool. It's at Amazon.com. Amazon.com, that's the place to get it. Get it for Christmas for the golfer you love, for yourself.
Danielle, you're awesome.
Thank you, John. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you very, very much.
Aloha. We'll talk again.
Aloha and mahalo.
Yes. He's got it. And it doesn't mean trash. So many of our visitors here see it on trash cans. They say mahalo on the end. You know, they think mahalo means trash. It means thank you. Thank
yes.
you.
Thank you.
Okay. So,
right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We're going to check some of the leaderboards. Roland Thatcher is at the top of the leaderboard. This is the final. I call it the race for the card. And I know, it's so sad. Dean Wilson, our very own Dean Wilson, did not make a cut. He's at 120 right now. And that means, you know, 120 on the money list is right on the edge. And he's gone down since the beginning of the day. You have to be 125 to keep your card so that you can play at your leisure, as they say, make your own schedule, which is so important. I mean, it's so important to be able to decide where you're going to. Can you imagine not knowing when you're going to work? You know, you sit around waiting for a call. Do I work today? Do I work? I don't know when I work. Maybe I get to work tomorrow. Maybe I don't get to work. You really can't plan anything. It's all up in the air. Oops, he went to 120. You know, it's like watching this thing move. Scary. So Roland Thatcher is at the top, and Brett Wetherich, and Cameron Percy, and Chris Stroud, and Rory Sabatini. Congratulations to all these guys who are doing so well. Pat Perez, John Sennen, Ricky Fowler. Ricky doesn't have to worry about anything. He's what a rookie. My goodness. Geez, you know, watching him this year has been really something in the Ryder Cup. He turned me into a fan. At first, I was very, meh, Ricky Fowler, you know, much ado about nothing. But, you know, I watched him during the Ryder Cup and really kind of changed everything. Michelle Wee, my goodness, cysts, And then a bulging disc at her age, ouch. I mean, that's something you think about when you're in your 40s, you know. And so you take care of that. Has a lot to do with conditioning, muscles, tummy. But she's got such a torque on her. It's right now we should be talking to like somebody like, I don't know, Roger Fredericks, who's got a new book out. Paula Creamer is at the top of the leaderboard. Congratulations, Paula, 66 yesterday. Wow. Suzanne Paterson, 65 yesterday. Wow. Hard for me to, you know, Suzanne, Paula. Stacy Lewis, In-Kyung Kim, Ai Miyazato, Catherine Hull, there she is again. Wonder when she's going to win. She's always at the top of the leaderboard, like in contention. Almost won the British Open. Not quite. Mina Lee, Azahara Munoz, Karin Icher. Kari Webb, she's tied for 11th. All in there at the top of the leaderboard, and they're in Mexico. It's wonderful. And no, Lorena Ochoa is not interested in playing again, although she's playing now. Playing all right. She's one under for the, you know, I mean, for somebody who wants to start a family and she's got kids already because they're her children. Today, by the way, we're in the middle of, we're in the middle of the Asia Pacific Junior Cup. Now, I got to tell you before I tell you what the scores are, this is the entire country of Japan's best junior golfers, okay? The entire country of Japan, their best junior golfers, and the state of Hawaii's best junior golfers, they go up against each other in a Ryder Cup-style match at Waikoloa Kings Course. In the first day, five Hawaii State Junior Golf Association seniors, first of all, they signed their letter of intent. They're going to college, and that's fantastic. And they're playing. This is their last opportunity to play. Four of them, like Kasi Isagawa, who played on the Junior Ryder Cup, which was victorious, by the way, at Glen Eagles. She's playing. And in the foursome matches, we did okay. Not really. We only won two of our matches yesterday. So we are really in a bad way. We're 5. Japan is 11, okay? We need 16.5 to get the cup back, which we lost last year, and they only need 16 to retain the cup. And there are 12 points is for today. It's not looking really good. Yesterday was tough. We only got 3 points. Japan got 5. So, but, you know, we're doing really well. It's good. And I saw the pictures. I didn't actually watch it. I shouldn't say that. I watched in the sense that I saw the pictures from last year. And when we lost last year, it was still very cool to see the camaraderie between the two teams sat together. And they, even though they couldn't speak each other's languages really well, they still were communicating and having a good time and laughing. And that's nice to see. So they changed it from the Hawaii-Japan Junior Cup. This year it's become the Asia-Pacific Junior Cup, and China will be involved next year, expanding it and bringing other countries, other nations, and I think that's great. So let's bring Ryan Ballingy. Speaking of expanding, Ryan, good morning.
Hey, Danielle, how are you?
Excellent. Gosh, you've gone from Waggle Room Golf, and now you're with NBC Sports Pro Golf Talk.
Yeah.
Are you going to be like talking golf, doing a show, a talk show, or this is talking like talking with written words?
It'll be a combination. It'll be kind of like Waggle Room, a blog style format. Lots of posts, frequent talking, frequent conversations. We'll bring back the podcast I used to do. Maybe some daily videos once we get couple of months in into 2011, next golf season. So you'll be seeing a lot of my mug.
That's a lot of your mug, and you've got a handsome one. Yeah, how did that come about? I mean, you were really, 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 I like how you created a word that I said, what, a rogger?
Yeah.
He called himself a rogger one day, and I went, what's a rogger?
A writer slash blogger. I think that the term blogger has this negative connotation to it, and I think that in the golf community, that's not so true, really. But at large, it is, and I think that there are people who write sites that are in a blog format that do it as professionally as someone who writes for a publication or another outlet, and so I just kind of created the term, but. It came about with NBC. They asked me to blog the Ryder Cup for them. They were going to put together a blog for the 3-day, well, it turned out to be 4, but 3 days of the Ryder Cup. And they saw Waggle Room. They saw my work. They liked it, and they asked me if I would give it a shot for them. And it turned out to be a tryout for what is now going to be Pro Golf Talk on NBC Sports, and that launches on November 22nd.
I'm so proud of you. I'm like, Mom, gee. But see with blogging is more like your opinion about something. And writing is, there's a lot more facts to it. And I've always told Ryan that he's a very good investigator. When he writes, when he blogs, you know, he's not just writing what he thinks. He's writing what he thinks in addition to the facts that he has dug up. So he'll go out and investigate, he'll find out things, so that when he writes something, he can write something with informed opinion. And that's so much different than just writing, you know, I can write from about anything, about what I think. Doesn't necessarily make it, you know, informed opinion, or it's right in my view of the world. The world's flat, so there. Doesn't mean that I've sailed the ocean blue and found out that there's no edge, but that's what I love about reading what Ryan has written, because Ryan actually goes out and finds out what is going on, and then from there, he'll write something, and that's why reading what Ryan Ballingy writes is so much fun. And from there, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club. No. Where's...
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore is scheduled to reopen on December 16th. Come play our newly renovated greens. One of the best golf resort courses just got better. Take the day off. Have some fun. Do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call our pro shop for more information at 808-742-8711. That's 808-742-8711.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Welcome back to the clubhouse. We have these beautiful tailor-made Penta golf balls to give away. Five layers. Feel, spin, control, launch, distance. They are so beautiful. I don't know if I should give them away. Maybe I should keep them for myself. That's what I thought when I first opened the box. No. We've been giving them away. And yeah, I know you're waiting. You're saying, yeah, Danielle, right. You're pretending. You never sent them to me yet. They're on the way, I promise. But if you're the 18th caller, you too shall win. And please call from wherever you are in the world because I will send these to you. I promise. They come via the post office, priority mail. 808 is the number, 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Please, call now. Now, let's talk to Ryan Ballingew. I talked about a whole bunch of things before you started on the show, all about the leaderboards. And was there anything that popped out before we talk about Tiger Woods hacking his way through Australia?
I think Roland Thatcher is a big standout for me. I mean, he was sweating it last year, this time last year, having to sit around and wonder if he was going to have playing privileges and what those look like. And now he's at the top of the leaderboard in this tournament, and I think that's a great thing. I think I love this tournament for that reason, that you can have those kinds of nail biters and turnaround stories from one year to the next. The guys who are sweating it one year can come in and make it comfortably and really just enjoy the event for what it is and make it a thing for their family as opposed to something that's just kind of an individual terror in the place where dreams come true, supposedly.
He might be able to come to Kapalua. You know, he could be at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. It's amazing what happens in an event like this. It's wonderful that they don't have, and I shouldn't say this, you know, they don't have like the Graham McDowells and the Ian Poulters. They're over someplace else battling it out. But it's the guys, it's the journeymen who are working hard to keep their card, and they're fighting it out here.
Yeah, these are good tournaments. I mean, I know that it's easy to belittle the fall series because there's a lack of star power, so to speak. But this fall series in particular has probably been the most successful one, to be honest. We've had great finishes. You have Rocco winning on a hole out, and
yeah,
then that incredible 18th hole Corda-Val, and then you have Jonathan Bird acing to put away
amazing.
A tournament, which has never happened in the PGA Tour.
I was stunned. I was so stunned I couldn't tweet it. I was going, huh? And did you notice that the guys who were, you know, in they were the threesome, they were, they just sort of looked at it and grinned. How could you get angry at losing at that moment? Because
yeah, I mean, what do you do? There's nothing you can do.
I'm really angry right now that I lost. No, I'm not. I'm really amazed that he hit a hole-in-one from this spot in the dark.
In the dark, at that. In the dark. How awesome is that?
No, it has been an amazing fall series. It's been a very, very exciting and really cool to watch. And of course, now, in watching Dean Wilson, Dean is from Hawaii, a Kaneohe boy, in his 40s, you know, always just right there, just kind of like in the mix, won once, and works really hard, a hard-working man, to keep his game in shape. And he's now he's at 118, you know, and I'm watching it change, and he must be, I don't know whether he's watching it change. Can you imagine sitting there watching your numbers switch from 120 to 118 to 120, 19, 119, 122? What, you got to be 125, right, to get your car.
Right. Yeah, man. And Roland Thatcher, like I said, was sweating this last year, and I think he was telling Sean Martin from Golf Week, he was saying something to the effect of he was having some cocktails while watching the tournament to just try and get his way through it. I mean, that's got to be a really hard, well, 2 days, really, of just watching golf, hoping that you get to keep your job and you get to keep it in the way you've been doing it. I mean, Dean being a longtime PGA Tour player, a former winner, I mean, he would have a good schedule regardless. He can get to events. But I think that it's a lot easier if you're in that top 125. And there's still guys who are playing who have a very secure life for next year. If they can get in the top 70, then they're automatically in all the invitational events for next year, which makes your life way easier.
Right, right. But at least you have some kind of schedule that you can set up when you're 125. And you're not completely at the mercy of, you know, getting an invitation. Like, Dean was invited to Canada and almost won an event. You know, just...
Right.
Oh, God, don't you just hate those almost... I want to congratulate Frank Corpuz of Kalihi. He is our 18th caller. You know, people, listen to me. It's not a fluke that the people that you hear winning, it's because they believe that they can win. They call because they believe they'll be the 18th caller. Just like you, you know, you have to hit through the ball. Don't hit at the ball. Through the ball. Go for the target when you're playing golf, okay? Hit through the ball. Okay, Frank has won our beautiful. Don't you love these pentaballs? Aren't they pretty? They're just pretty. Not that I'm asking you to endorse anything, but they're just really pretty, these golf balls here. So how about on the women's tour? How about Lorena Ochoa not caring that she's not playing anymore?
I mean, when you're married to the CEO of Aeromexico, I feel like you have some financial security.
Yeah, that helps. But, you know, it's also very fun that she's so fulfilled in... She's got financial security, but she's also fulfilled having the kids around, and she's looking forward to having her own children. She seems to be really comfortable in the role of mom.
Yeah, I think
and
that's
teacher.
She's
teacher and mom.
One of those people who have way more planned for her life than just golf, and she knew it a long time ago, and I think she used golf as a vehicle to be able to help her home country and then set a life for herself that she wanted to have, and I think she could have retired at this age whether or not she met Andres Canessa or just some random guy from Guadalajara. I mean, it wouldn't have made a difference, I think.
No, I don't think so.
She seems really comfortable with her decision, and she'll go down as one of the greatest women's players of all time, and she only had to play for 7 years to do it. Good for you.
It's wonderful. It is wonderful. So we're in Guadalajara. Isn't her husband caddying for her?
I believe he is, yeah.
He is. He's caddying for her. He trained for it. He's been practicing hard. Can you imagine the stress?
Oh, I'm sure there can't be any stress involved in that. I mean, she just won the mixed event over there in China because Monty screwed up. But hey, that's the biggest paycheck of her professional golfing life. So I think she's probably doing pretty okay. But I think she's probably really enjoying being in a hosting role and just being able to enjoy the tournament as kind of more of a spectator, not worrying about press, not worrying about your game. I mean, just enjoying it. And that's the best kind of golf, is when you can just go out and enjoy it.
Yeah, it certainly is. That's how that is a big tip, kids. Okay, you want a tip? Everybody has to give a tip on the show, and Ryan just did. The tip of the day, you know, in addition to play through the ball, look at the front. You know, as the ball is sitting in front of you, and you don't hit the ball. Don't hit the ball. Go for the target, and don't look at the front, the part of the ball that's closest to you. Look at the part of the ball that's furthest away from you. That's the part of the ball that you're going to aim at. That's your tip of the day. See if that works for you. Everything, you know, it's all different. Everything works. Something works for some people. Some things don't. But this might work for you, okay? That's the whole thing about golf. It's the whole thing about life. That's the whole thing about teaching. Some teachers work for some people. Some teachers don't. So this could work for you. And the tip today is, this works for most people. Relax. Go out and have fun. Most of the time when you have fun, you'll have a good game. And we can't figure out yet what's going to make Tiger. Maybe Tiger just needs to go out and have fun. Whatever that happens to be for Tiger Woods. So far, it doesn't seem like he's having any fun.
No, but I think he's in the middle of whether Sean Foley wants to call up a swing change or not. He's in the middle of a swing change. And he's got to kind of change a mentality that he is not the number one player in the world anymore. He's not the number one player in the world by talent-wise, he probably is, but in terms of performance, he isn't. And he faces some serious challengers right now, and I think that's an issue for him.
Okay, where are you? Before you go on, we have to know where you are. You're getting out of your car.
I am in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
You're in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Yes, but you're getting out of your car. Where are you going?
Going to Raleigh, North Carolina, actually.
Okay. Because inquiring minds want to know.
Yep. It's we played a couple of nice days, and then that's where I got my tip of the day, a couple of nice days of golf in Myrtle Beach. And
excellent. Yeah. Is it a good place to go?
There are a ton of courses down here. I mean, there are probably 70, 75 courses down here, and all kinds of different price points. You can play for as little as $25, $30. You can play a $150 round if you want. But you have a lot of choices, a lot of different types of courses. So if you're a really good golfer, you can get a good Stern test, or you can play a really easy golf course and enjoy it. And just be a social golfer for a couple of days and then hit the beach.
Fabulous. Okay. So Myrtle Beach, good destination. All right.
It's a good place to be.
People from Hawaii, when we have the money, right now it's tight. You know, most of us are doing staycations, but some of us are actually able to travel. And if you're traveling for business, it's good to know. Great. So on Tiger, you think does he have a new swing coach? Is Sean Foley really his swing coach now? Is this official?
I mean, it's official. I don't know why Sean Foley's trying to downplay it. He's a guy that likes to talk a lot. Which is, his silence is kind of contrary to his personality type, but I think he's trying to downplay what he's trying to accomplish with Tiger. But I think Tiger's going through some swing changes, some technique changes.
This would be his fifth. This would be his fifth swing change, right?
I think fourth. Fourth overall. At least the professional fourth.
Okay, his fourth one. All right.
And every time he reinvents himself, he does something just a little bit different. I mean, with Haney, he was kind of more to conserve his power on his knees before he ultimately busted it at the 08 Open, and then kind of came back to try and get some of that power back with a healthy knee, and I think went a little too far with it, trying to swing too hard and become too much of that power player he was 10 years ago, when really is the kind of player he has to evolve into if he's going to be the number one player in the world, is a course management player, and he's always been that, but it's more important now. He doesn't have that distance advantage. He doesn't have that aggression advantage. He doesn't have that fear imposition he can put onto people. So, I mean, he's at a point in his career where he has to be like Jack Nicklaus. He knows he can win if he doesn't make mistakes. And he's been making too many of them. If he makes fewer mistakes, he wins more tournaments. It's that simple for Tiger.
But he can't putt.
Yeah, that's kind of the downside of all this, is that at some point in the last 12 months, he's lost putting. And I don't know what happened. I don't know who it went to or where it went to, but he just cannot hit those 7, 8, 10-foot putts that if you put the independence of the U.S. on the line and want a 10-footer, you would pick him to make it. And now I don't know about that. You might not be able to pick anybody on the PGA Tour right now, quite frankly. putting just hasn't been that clutch this year. But it just seems like it's escaped Tiger in a way that is very detrimental to his game.
It's amazing. You know, I want to send him to, all of a sudden their names escape me. I want to send him to the putting gurus, the father and son teams.
Oh, Dave Stockton.
Yeah, I want to send him to the Stocktons. You know, I want to send him to someplace. It's like Sean Foley, swing coach, great. You need a putting coach, man. What's wrong with you? Get your putting together.
And I really don't know what left. I mean, the stroke looks pretty good. It looks basically the same. It's just, I think he does have a point when he talks about this, that if you're worried about mechanics with the long game, you don't have enough time to focus on your short game.
Well, he needs to stop worrying about the mechanics of his long game, and he just needs to have confidence. He has no confidence. It seems to me that his confidence level is, like, you know, really short. And he needs to have more confidence. That's what he had when he... Excuse me, all right? I have to say this, but when he was Mr. Man, you know, and walking around with all the women, he was Mr. Confidence. And he had no shortage of that. He was Mr. Strut. And I think something happened, you know, when you get busted like that, you lose a lot of that Mr. Strut stuff. You know, there's something inside of you. You have to look at yourself a little bit, and you lose that sense of, So I think something happens in a guy when he's busted on that level. And he was getting away with, can we take a break and talk some more? Because I want to talk to you about the difference between the PGA Tour and the European Tour.
Sure, sure.
You know, I mean, all these guys saying, we don't need to be on the PGA Tour anymore. You know, forget them. Well, we're going to be on the European Tour. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Call Lena, from the tips to the green. Every hole is a challenge and a delight. Our staff makes you feel right at home. As soon as you drive up, they take your clubs. Looking for the perfect present? Give a gift card. Need a lesson? Call Lena will help you master it all. 30 minutes from downtown, whether it's fun, family, or business, you're always welcome at Call Lena. Book your tee time online or call 676-5300. That's 676-5300. Catch the bug at Call Lena Golf Club. Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call. Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore is scheduled to reopen on December 16th. Come play our newly renovated greens. One of the best golf resort courses just got better. Take the day off. Have some fun. Do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call our pro shop for more information at 808-742-8711. That's 808-742-8711.
A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back to the clubhouse. First of all, I'd like to know, I'd like you to know, actually. There's a sale coming up at it's called the Demo Day. We're having some technical difficulties in addition to my migraine. And my poor engineer, Rafa, is having a migraine too. It's just one of those days. Everybody's having a problem here. There is the huge holiday sale next weekend, Saturday, November 20th, from 8 until 2. It coincides with the Demo Day over at Ko'olina. 75% off on some of the apparel, equipment, accessories, and more. That's getting a head start on your Christmas shopping. That's at Ko'olina during their Demo Day next weekend. So have some fun and get out and do some shopping. We're going to be talking with Eddie Lee from the David Ledbetter Academy at Wailea. He's going to be in the Governor's Cup. But we're talking right now with Ryan Ballingy, who's moving from Waggle Room to NBCSports.com's Pro Golf Talk. November 22nd, did you say?
Yep, that's launch date.
Launch date. So where are we going to find you exactly?
The website will be progolftalk.nbcsports.com, or you can just go to nbcsports.com. It'll line up several blogs, including Pro Football Talk, and blogs for pretty much every major sport except, well, golf, which will start soon, and maybe tennis next year.
Excellent. Okay. Now, one of the things I got the biggest response to this week, Ian Poulter is thinking about leaving the PGA Tour. Of course, the young man has already decided to not even bother with the PGA Tour. He's too lonely to be on the tour. And his name escapes me right now. Everybody's name is escaping me. It's
Rory McIlroy. Yeah.
Thank you. My brain. My brain is not here. You have to understand. I've lost my brain. It's not here. It's in bed. So Rory doesn't want to be on the tour. And, you know, it's like, why bother? It's too much, too demanding. And when I don't do well, I'm all by myself. I'm lonely. And the European Tour is demanding me to be there for 13 events. And I guess the PGA Tour wants 15 events. I say, why are they demanding of these marquee players that many events? And which is stronger now, the PGA Tour or the European Tour? What's your take on all this?
Well, I think from top to bottom, the PGA Tour is still way stronger. The purses are better, the tournaments are deeper, the official world ranking points kind of belay that point. But I think that for maybe 6 to 10 weeks out of the year, the European Tour is stronger. And it just tends to happen when the PGA Tour is weaker. I mean, the Desert Swing, when they go through Qatar and Abu Dhabi and Dubai, that's a really strong 3 weeks, and that's in February when nobody cares about the PGA Tour. And then you have the end of the year in November and December, they have some strong weeks on the European Tour again when nobody really cares about the PGA Tour. So I think for anyone to say the European Tour is stronger, not really.
Okay.
They have a good strength of young players, but most of them are unproven in major championships. You only have really Martin Keimer and Rory McIlroy that are the young guns that have proven on a global stage they can be great. And you got guys like Ian Poulter and Lee Westwood, guys that are ranked highly, but they don't really win golf tournaments that are of major substance or even pseudo-majors. So, I mean, for them to say that that's a stronger tour, I think that's a misnomer. I think that's untrue.
Okay. So is there but it is something to say that the European Tour is much stronger than, let's say, 5 years ago. And that
I think if you looked at the European Tour even 2-3 years ago, this wouldn't even be a conversation point.
Right.
But the way that the world rankings work, you create a crop of really good young players, and they can kind of be a cohort and finish top 10 all the time with each other. And with the way the system works, it self-reinforces. So if these guys keep finishing well together, they move up as a group. They keep moving together. And that's why there are more Europeans in the top 10 of the world rankings than when this originally started in 1986. Which was really developed by IMG to make their clients in Europe look better than they actually are. And I think that proves out today still that the world rankings make decent players or very good but not quite great players higher in the world rankings than maybe they deserve to be.
I thought it was cute too. One of the guys who responded said, well, you know what, if Ian Poulter doesn't want to be here, go home. Maybe it'll open a spot for one of our guys.
I think that financially it doesn't really matter for these guys one way or the other where they choose to play. They're still going to play 10 to 12 times in the United States. They're still going to be over here for the major championships and the player. You know, they'll play in the Players and they'll play in the World Golf Championship event. So I don't think it's really going to make a difference in their daily lives about how much they come over here to the States. There's just so many co-sanctioned events that they'll be here, and it won't be a big deal.
Excellent. Great talking to Ryan Ballingy, now Pro Golf Talk, NBCSports.com. Now, who has taken over Waggle Room for you?
Well, a guy named Charles Boyer, who posts at the site as Old Man Parr, he's now the lead writer, and he's been in there for close to a month now. He's doing a good job.
He is. I've been reading him.
And he does. I really wanted him to be kind of in charge of the community because he's a member of it. He writes really well, and he's someone that kind of understands the backstory of the whole website and what it means and the people that come there on a daily basis. He's doing a great job.
And you, sir. I am again. I can't tell you enough how much I admire the work you're doing, and it shows, in your elevation to NBCSports.com. Pro Golf Talk. We'll find you there. We're looking forward to reading what you dig up, sir.
Well, I it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's a very exciting opportunity, and I'm really thankful to the folks at NBC Sports for letting me have it, and hopefully we'll do a good job.
You will, and we'll talk again.
Sounds good, Danielle. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much, Ryan. We'll talk.
Aloha.
Bye-bye. And let's bring Eddie Lee in right now. Good morning, Eddie.
Morning, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent. Well, actually, let's not talk about how I am. I'm doing fabulous. It's Saturday morning, and I have you to talk with, and you are about to play in the Governor's Cup, the Governor John A. Burns Challenge Cup, against the top amateur players, you know, and this is Alika Bell and David Fink and Lawrence Chen, Rudy Kabalar, and Bradley Shigezawa, and Brandon Kopp, Aaron Kunitomo, and CJ Meng, PJ Kua, Zadie Ari, David Saka, and Royden Hirakuji. Excuse me, Royden, I mispronounced your name. You know, it's these kids and the two gentlemen I've mentioned are very, very strong players. Some of them you've taught. It must feel strange, you know. Yes, go ahead.
Actually, on that list, I don't think I taught any of those guys. But
okay.
The thing is that it's a great opportunity. It's kind of like Hawaii's version of the Ryder Cup, and it's pitting 12 pros with 12 amateurs, and I'm looking forward to it. You know, I'm just really looking forward to it. So, as far as from a professional, you did really good with those names, by the way.
Oh, thank
and,
you.
And I don't have a list of the pros, but I'm
I
pretty
do.
Sure that...
I
oh,
do.
You do?
Yes, I do. It's Matt Pakala, Dave Eichelberger, watch out, everybody, Sean McCauley, John Hearn, Tai Otake, Bo Yokomoto, Regan Lee, Eddie Lee, who's on with us right now, Joe P. Pentavas, Phil Chun, Wade Nishimoto, and Ron Castillo, who is the team captain.
That's right.
And congratulations to all of you for being on the Governor's Cup. And isn't this like the event that you want to get into, that you work toward? How do you achieve this?
Well, I'm not speaking for the rest of the pros, but for myself, it's the first time I'll be playing in it, and it's an honor because of the accumulation of how you did it, how you played for the year. And, you really look forward to it, to establish, obviously, the bond that you're going to have with the pros that you're playing with, because the first day is going to be a kind of, just like the Ryder Cup, it's going to be 36 holes the first day, best ball in the morning, and then scotch, I believe, in the afternoon. And then the second day is going to be individuals. So you haven't played with the professional that you're getting paired up with. You're going to establish a bond that can be a lasting bond, and it forms a really good relationship. It's very competitive. You mentioned 12 amateur names. The value for them in the amateur side is that these 12 gentlemen, they are picked to go to Wailea to compete for the lone spot in the Sony Open.
Exactly.
On the amateur side. So
yes.
they have something to look forward to in the beginning of the year, all the work their way up to where they're at now, and then play, and then go to Wailea at 12. Just 12. 12 of the guys are going to go and qualify, and then the low qualifier gets into the Sony. So for the amateur side, it's a big deal. And for the professional side, like I said, it's pretty important for me, and I'm pretty sure for the rest of the guys that's on the team.
Absolutely. Now, can we talk a little bit? Right now, the Asia-Pacific Junior Cup is underway, and they're also playing the same format, which is the Ryder Cup format with four ball and foursome matches already completed. In the four ball is like best ball, right? So there's two of you from each team. Let's say there's two teams playing. There's, let's say, 12 on each team, and two of you from each team, so there's four people off the tee, and you play each of your balls, and then the one that's in the best position, you play from that position, like a best ball tournament, right?
Four ball is you play your own ball and hold out and you take the low score, okay?
Okay.
And four sum is you play one ball, alternate shot.
Now that's the
and easiest way, it's a harder format. The easiest way to remember that is four ball, you play your ball, and four sum, you play some of the time. That's probably the easiest way to remember those terms. Sum means some of the time, ball means you play your ball.
Right. Okay, so but in four ball, the best mm-hmm. score of the two of you counts.
Yes.
So it's an easier technically. Because one of you, it doesn't count. The one of you can be a weaker link, so to speak, have a weaker day. In the four sums, it's their strategy. Doesn't strategy play a factor?
Well, yes. You know, that foursome is so hard because, you know, first of all, in best ball, better ball, partner, you're always basically kind of apologizing during the round. You know, I'm sorry. You know, so you kind of leave that off the first tee. So I don't want to hear any sorries. But as the round continues in that scotch ball foursome, you get left with some interesting golf shots because, you know, your partner's not trying to hit it there, but sometimes they hit it there, or you may hit and leave your partner in a predicament. But I guess the best thing, it is a tougher format, the foursome, but it basically you say your apologies on the first tee and just go play hard.
Yeah, interesting. Done with it. Okay, I did it as best I can. I like that. Leave your apologies on the tee, on the first tee, and go from there because you can't be apologizing the whole round. And then, of course, today is for the folks at the Asia Pacific Junior Cup. This is the singles match. This is where it's all it rides on each one, like we watched in the Ryder Cup when it went down to the last man. And what a Ryder Cup it was when, you know, everything was weighed on his shoulders. And a lot of that isn't fair because somebody else could have done better earlier in the day and made a difference. You know, but it just so happened that last man, because he lost, we lost. But it puts a lot of weight on your shoulders.
Yeah, I don't. You know, Ronnie Jr. is the captain. He's Ronnie Jr. and actually Mr. Castillo's father started it, and it's a. It's the Governor's Cup is going has a long history, and Ronnie Jr. is taking the realm, and you know I'm sure he's got a plan of who he's going to pair up and who he's going to move into that second day, but it's not a easy job, that's for sure, from a captain standpoint.
Figuring out who's best against one another, who has the that is a difficult task to figure out whose strengths go up against another, the opposing team's strengths, and pairing those two. Eddie Lee is the, you are the head professional at the David Ledbetter Wailea Academy. Can we talk about the academy after this?
Sure.
Okay.
Great.
We'll take a break and come back. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results. Star Protection Agency wishes you a happy holiday season. Whether you're here or on holiday, Star Protection has been providing security and peace of mind across Hawaii, guarding your business, buildings, and retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. You can join the STAR team. We're looking for a few good men and women. Call STAR Protection at 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. STAR Protection Agency, locally owned with the people you trust. Catch the bug at Coralina Golf Club. If it's raining in town, chances are it's sunny here. Located in the heart of the beautiful Coralina Resort and Marina, just 30 minutes from downtown Honolulu, Coralina Golf Club is right in your backyard. With expansive fairways and multi-tiered greens, Coralina Golf Club will challenge anyone, but it's fun for everyone. Dad, mom, and even the kids. Come to Coralina Golf Club and play the course the whole world wants to play. Book online now at coralinagolf.com or call the Pro Shop now at 676-5300.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And we're talking with Eddie Lee, who is in charge of the David Ledbetter Wailea Academy. He's also on the 2010 Governor John A. Burns Challenge Cup team that will be played at the Mid-Pacific Country Club this year again. And, Eddie, I was just curious. One year I had John Burns' son on, who talked about the fact that Governor Burns wasn't necessarily a golfer, but he appreciated golf and what it did for the community. How did it start, by the way?
I believe it started in the 30s. I need to check that. But it's been around, like I said, it's been a long history, and it's been traveling. It doesn't stay at one course as far as the competition, so it moves around in different courses. Specifically this year, Danielle, it's going to be at Mid-Pacific Country Club, and we're very generous hosts of Tim Geacher, Chris is the GM there, yeah. And Mark Souza. They have a professional there who's letting us utilize their facility this year, and I believe it was there last year, too.
Great people. Brilliant. Yeah, I love doing the show from there when they have the mid-pack and the Jenny K. It's a beautiful course, a beautiful location. Love it. Now, let's go to Wailea. That's where your headquarters is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and David Ledbetter Academy at Wailea, you must attract people from around the world.
Yes, we do. We're very fortunate to be in a situation that has beautiful weather because we're considered kind of a desert. We're kind of situated where we don't get much rain. There's a lot of sun. It's on the other side of the West Maui Mountains, which is down toward the south side. It's kind of blocked in there, so we get really, really good weather. And our range is located on top of the training facility. So it's actually a steep drop and great distant views of Kohalawe and Molokini. So it's a really nice place to train and hit balls.
It's beautiful. I found a picture of the view, and it's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, we're staying pretty busy. We're moving into our busy season right now, Danielle. But I'd just like to mention a couple specials that we're going to have before.
Please.
Closing. We have a Kamana special, 20% off of our lessons. That's for individual one-hour lessons. But our most, probably our most popular program is our mini schools. And when I say mini school, it's not 8 hours. It's a three-hour session. And our most popular is in the morning from 9 to 12. And we find that session, the 9 to 12 session for 3 hours, is our most popular because, once again, it's a little cooler. People have time to work on their game, have a little lunch, and then get around in. So we do the video analysis performed during mini school. We also present you a DVD when you're done, and we offer one-day schools, two-day schools, three-day schools.
You have, from what I read, three state-of-the-art video rooms with 37-inch flat-screen monitors so that the student and instructor can really break down the golf swing and kind of create a plan for improving what's happening in the swing?
Yes, basically what we're doing is instead of the 3 hours of just beating balls and hitting balls on the range, periodically for those 3 hours we'll go inside, we'll obviously video your swing, go inside, make sure all the checkpoints are fine, make sure you're progressing, streamline the lesson a little bit easier that way, go out, work on it again, refilm you, and then come back and see that everything's moving the right way. So it's really easy, I find, when you're working on a golf swing, to rely too much on just ball flight. So basically, you know, the ball flight can kind of lie to you. So unless you're really kind of making an effort to not overhaul your swing, but make tweaks that you need to do in the golf swing, then you can see a progression in the long term instead of the short term. And when I say ball flight lies to you, you may come up there slicing it, tweak your grip way right, your left hand, and all of a sudden you're hitting it kind of straight. And then next week you're hooking it because all you did is strengthen your left hand. You didn't really change your golf swing. So that's why we video and we keep it on file. We make sure that everything's moving along properly.
Uh-huh. Now, ranked by Golf Digest as the number one golf teacher in Hawaii in 2005 and again in 2007 and 2008. You've been teaching since 1997. And you've taught like Mike Myers and Arnold Schwarzenegger and Freddie Prinze Jr. and Maria Shriver. What was it like teaching Mike Myers?
He was very, you know, when you see the character of what he portrays, specifically in Wayne's World, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
But when I was instructing him, he was very close to that character when he was, every shot was like, excellent, and you know, so, you know, some people you instruct, they're very different, but I was kind of like, wow, that's the guy from Wayne's World. He was saying things from the movie. But teaching Mike Myers, he was pretty, you know, quiet guy, you know, not over the top, but good student. He's Canadian, so he had a really good sense of hitting something. He played hockey growing up. So uh-huh. Gravitating to golf was pretty easy for him. He had a pretty good action at it. But real nice guy, from what I remember. That's been a while ago. So, yeah, that was real interesting.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right. This was before he was governor, and he came out for a week, and I spent every day with him in the morning. And we did like 30 minutes on the range, and we played 9 holes every day. And we played the backside of the golf course, the back 9. That way we can zip around. And we played in about an hour and a half. But it was really interesting playing with him also. He was a real nice guy. Just a real nice guy. He brought his kids out for one day. They jumped in the car, drove around with us. So he was, you know, he's a classic example, big guy. You know, you think he hit it a long way, but he really, you know, thought he confused power, right? Power with speed.
Yeah.
He tried to kill it, and then the ball didn't go very far. But we really worked on trying to slow it down and try to swing the club a little bit more instead of muffle it through.
Right. I think, and that is really why I asked the question. About Arnold Schwarzenegger, because he is so, you know, I mean, he was a bodybuilder. He was number one in the world body. What is the title that you become when you're the top world bodybuilder? Mr. Universe.
Mr. Universe, right.
Yeah. So, yes. And I imagine that, you know, when you're going to go out and hit a golf ball, something so small, and you figure if you just hit the darn thing hard enough, it's going to go, boom, far. But that doesn't work in golf, necessarily.
No, it doesn't. And when usually, you know, I'm not going to be, this is not a technical show, but usually when somebody swings too hard, they just throw the club off its plane or its orbit, and it doesn't officially hit the ball with energy. Simply put, it's a little physics, but not a lot.
Yeah.
So it's just not hitting the ball effectively. It's not hitting the center of the club face. It's not hitting the proper part of the golf ball with no momentum.
Yeah. I was talking earlier in the show to a gentleman who wrote a very nice book. He's practiced karate and swinging through the ball and focusing on the. Not the front of the ball, but on the back of the ball. So when your tempo, heartbeat of the golf swing is the name of the book he wrote. But when you look at the ball, don't look at the ball closest to you, but the part that's furthest away from you, and swing towards the target. You know, so your follow through, you're swinging towards the target. It is an easy swinging, easy. You'd be amazed. I know that when I've hit shots like that. That has produced the amazing results. I'm amazed at myself.
You know, I think you made reference to in that phrase, Danielle, the word swing. You know, I heard swinging here and swinging there. And, you know, golfers tend to lose that sense of swinging this instrument that's very light. And, you know, sometimes we do get bound up in technique and positions, and all of a sudden our swing looks like it's in a strobe light. You know, it's like pop, pop, pop. It's like moving so slow and pushy and kind of position-wise. So just get a sense of swinging the club. You know, get a good sense of flow, good sense of swing flow in the back, good cadence, good rhythm, and we'll be okay.
Exactly. I like that. And where do most of your students come from? What kind, do they from any particular country? Do you have students coming from China, from Japan?
Oh, it's pretty diverse. We get them all over, you know, Europe, Asia, the mainland, Canada, a lot of Canadians.
Wow.
But what we're trying to really concentrate and not lose focus of, and I think this is where our golfing dynamics in the state of Hawaii is going and moving towards, is taking care of what we have instead of trying to get people coming in. So with that standpoint, it's taking care of our local base and making sure that they know that we're here, and because they'll always be there. And take what we have and then work on getting some new product in. So definitely what we're trying to move a push to, and I think a lot of golf courses doing this, is taking care of the local base first.
Fabulous. And Renee Lee, would she be related to you in any way?
Renee, by marriage. Renee's my wife, and she's doing fine, and baby's he's up and running.
Yay!
And everything. Yeah.
I just had to get that in there. So, and she's working for David Ledbetter Golf Academy too.
Yes, she is working for the Ledbetter Academy.
Okay, so if you want a lady instructor, there's also a lady instructor there at Wailea, right?
Yes.
Excellent. Eddie Lee, it's always a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Danielle.
Aloha, and have may you hit the sweet spot every time in the Governor's Cup. Say that, you know, I'm rooting for you because I'm an older person.
Well, we're going to need it. History shows that we've lost the last three. The pros have lost the last three to the young amateurs. But I'd just like to say thank you before I leave to Wade Nishimoto and Mark Celine.
Yes.
With Team of Director, our sponsors with their uniform.
Excellent.
And for the Governor's Cup Pro side and the amateur side. And that's just really great. And appreciate the help and the shout-out. November 29th and November 30th is the event. So thank you very much, Danielle.
Absolutely. And everybody's welcome to come out and watch. Just because Mid-Pacific Country Club is a private course, doesn't mean you can't go. It's open for you to come out and watch these great players perform at their best, okay? You'll learn a lot watching these professionals play a beautiful course, Mid-Pacific Country Club. Eddie Lee, thank you from the David Ledbetter Golf Academy at Wailea. And now it's time for us to close the show. Thank you so much, Eddie, for being on it.
Thanks, Daniel. Hello.
Aloha. And thank you to Star Protection. Get the Star Team on your property for foot patrol, for building security, for shopping centers. Whether you need help or you want to join the Star Team, call Star Protection. Poipu Golf Course, brand new greens, opening on December 16th. They're taking reservations on the 16th of November. The home of the Grand Slam of Golf for 10 years got better. That's right. They're reopening on December 16th. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, statewide, excellent service, expert knowledge, work and product you can depend on. That's Alakai Mechanical. Moon Physical Therapy, doctor recommended, insurance approved, on Ward Avenue across from the Sports Authority. You can achieve results with the folks at Moon Physical Therapy. And Ko'olina, this weekend it's Veterans Day special, and next weekend it's the Demo Day. Get professionally fitted by Titleist, Callaway, TaylorMade, Nike, Ping, and Cobra. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. KTOH-FM 99.9. KONI-FM 104.7. KTUA-AM 670. KUNU-AM 1500. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club. This broadcast is copyright of the Golf Club Radio Show 2010.